Deep Throat Informant from Valley Ranch. He is a part of the Cowboys organization. Are you with us, Deep Throat Informant?
Yes.
Thank you for coming forward, and thank you so much for your courage.
I fear for my life because I am having a speech with you.
Your life?
Yes.
Things
have been horrible here at Valley Ranch. There is a dark cloud of depression hanging over this place.
Well, we can imagine the way the season ended.
Jamie Jones has not been sober for 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Took that Philly loss hard, did he?
He has grown a ZZ Top beard and refuses to shower or go to the bathroom anywhere outside of his pants.
Oh, gosh. I have a hard time believing that.
The Wade Phillips coach has been locking himself in his office with wash tubs full of gravy and meat and other comfort foods. He has gained 50 pounds since the end of the season.
Oh, I don't believe that.
No.
His colon is as large as a Burmese python with 3 gazelles in it.
Gazelles.
Everyone is depressed.
Yeah.
Well, everyone except for Tony Romo.
Oh, really?
He seems oddly unaffected by the loss.
Huh.
He has been smiling and saying, "No big whoop."
Well, that's troubling.
In the D block, Hank Johnson has already shivved 3 other inmates. Or as we call them, players.
So, Tanks, but is that why you fear for your life, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I fear for my life because of the Tank Johnson and a Pac-Man.
Mm. Yeah, but he's no longer on the team.
He still hangs around.
Oh, no.
When he was released last week, Pac-Man said he was going to shoot us all.
Oh, gosh.
Shoot us all dead with a gun full of bullets. He held a pistol to the head of a crying Wade Phillips.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's terrible.
He even fired a shot one time that ricocheted off of a locker and a weight bench, and then caught Jerry in the toupee as he rounded a corner.
Boy, it could have been a lot worse for Jerry.
Wade picked up the toupee and tried to eat it. But just then, Chris Canty grabbed the toupee out of Wade's mouth and claimed it was his to use as a merkin.
All right.
What is going on out there?
It's so hard to believe.
The infighting is intolerable. When I told Tony Romo that Pac-Man had threatened to shoot all his teammates dead, Tony said, "If that was the worst thing to happen to him, then okay, no big deal."
Wait, I got another question.
Oh, he faded away.
Man, I had so many more questions for him.
Tank must have been coming down the hall.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, there's your Deep Throat Informant from deep within Valley Ranch. 848 here on...